Madam Chairperson, High Commissioner and distinguished delegates, thank you for the briefing on the UNHCR's plan for the year 2017 and its financial requirements. We note that the UNHCR budget for the 2016-2017 biennial now stands at US$7.3 billion, which is a 14% increase than the envisaged budget by the 66th Executive Council. We acknowledge the compelling needs for enhanced financial resources in order to effectively service all the four pillars of the UNHCR mandate related to refugees, stateless persons, IDPs, and reintegration of returnees. We note that the majority of the budget requirements are for the field operations on providing for the basic human needs of refugees and other persons of concern, including in providing health, sanitation, and education for them, which are critical for the daily survival. Also, the responsibility entrusted to the UNHCR following the adoption of the New York Declaration by the UN General Assembly to develop a comprehensive refugee response framework will also require substantial human and financial resources. I also take this opportunity to appreciate the continued assistance of the UNHCR to the government of Sri Lanka in the resettlement process of IDPs and returnees, particularly in the areas of livelihoods, land, housing and property, durable solutions. In recognition of the valuable contribution of the UNHCR in protecting the vulnerable people in need, on behalf of the government of Sri Lanka, I'm pleased to pledge a modest, unearmarked voluntary contribution of US$10,000 towards the 2016-2017 budget of the UNHCR. Finally, I wish to appreciate the tireless efforts by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and his dedicated teams towards accomplishing the UNHCR mandate, and Sri Lanka assures its cooperation in your endeavours. I thank you.